It's a beautiful day for Brule County 4-H Achievement Days in Pukwana. I'm J.P. Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Joined this time around by Austin Rose. He's a two-year member of the Wanalane 4-H Club. Austin, thanks for visiting with us today. Busy time here in Brule County. Tell us about some of the projects you have this year.
I made a snowman with a kettle pot lid, and then I made a flower pot, and then we put little square tiles around it, and it's really cool.
So tell us about the flower pot. How long did it take you to make that, especially having to put the tiles on it?
It took us about maybe an hour or so, and then you have to wait for a while because we put some paste on it, and then the clear tiles, you have to take like a rag and like wipe the paste off.
And you also mentioned that snowman. Tell us about that project.
So you spray paint it, and then you can draw a smiley face and do the eyes. And I took some fabric, and then I sewed it. And then I cut like the top, so it looks so it has like little strings off the top. And then you put some hot glue and like then put the hat on, so the hot glue's not showing. And then you take a little ribbon and tie like a little bow at the top, so it holds together.
Okay, and I understand you also did some baking. Tell us about your krum kaka.
My grandma's mother I can't remember where she went, but she got the recipe from that place where she went. And then it been like a generation where it goes through, and like every Christmas we bake it, and then we eat it like at Christmas time.
So you bake some for Achievement Days, so you get it at least twice this year, Achievement Days and Christmas.
Yep.
And what else did you bake?
I baked some cookies that it's fun convenient. So you take we use cake batter, and then it's really easy. All you have to do is dump the cake batter in, 2 eggs, some butter, and then you stir it, and then you dump it in some sugar powder, and then put it in the oven. We did 13 to 12 minutes, and they turned out really good.
Now, you're also showing some livestock as well. Tell us about the goats you're showing.
My goats are me goats, and their names are Sunday and Chocolate.
Now, how do you get your goats ready for showing?
First, you wash them, and then you blow dry them really good, and then you put final bloom on them, so it looks like they're really clean and their hair is really smooth.
What are the judges looking for in a meat goat?
Muscle and kind of fat.
And I understand you're also showing some heifers as well. How do you get them ready for show?
You wash them really good, blow dry them. Sometimes you have to fit their legs, use adhesive, and take a comb and pull their hair up. And then you put shock, final bloom, zoom bloom, and flare.
Sounds like it takes quite a lot of time to get them ready for showing. And then when you're showing those, what are the judges looking for in the heifers?
Usually if they're breeding heifers, you want them to have nice round body, and you want them to be you want them to have good legs, like not straight, but kind of looks like a banana. And then that's how the judges judge them.
Well, you've been in 4-H now for a couple of years, and are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'm going to try and make a bench, welding a bench, and making a pop can smusher.
Austin? One other question for you. If someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience and why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's really fun, and you can you can do a bunch of fun things, and you can learn a lot. And you can sometimes, when you're like seniors, you can go like on field trips to like I think DC, and it's really fun because the 4-H club has meetings, and then sometimes they decide if you want to go like the Sky Zone or something really fun.
Ed Austin, thank you so much for joining us here at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Austin Rose of the Wanna Lane 4-H Club here at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days in Pukwana. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.